Today's shir is Masechta Makas Daf Yudalid. We will begin in Daf Yud Gimel Mebeis, 21 lines from the top. Rabbi Kiva Maitama. To quickly review, we had learned in the Mishnah yesterday. We began Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our new parak of Elohein Haloikin, and the Mishnah had mentioned not just situations where the Torah clearly says that the punishment for doing the aveir is malchus, but the Mishnah had mentioned many situations that the Torah says the punishment is kares, as examples where malchus is given. The Gemara, immediately after the Mishnah, says that it seems that our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva, because the Gemara quoted a braisa with a three-way machlokes of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak. According to Rabbi Shmuel, both by Chai V'Krisis and Chai V'Mises Bezdin, you could get malchus. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's only by Chai V'Krisis. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, never. So our Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Kiva that says by Chai V'Krisis there is Mises Bezdin, there is malchus. By Mises Bezdin, there is no malchus. But then the Gemara began to try to understand the basis for these opinions. And the Gemara at this point is understanding, and I made this point in the previous year also, that when we learn that according to Rabbi Kiva, by Chai V'Koris, there's a Chiv Malchus, it means that you get both Koris and Malchus. Chai V'Mises Bezdin, you don't get. You only get Mises Bezdin, Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel, by Mises Bezdin and by Koris, you'll get both Koris and Mises Bezdin, or Mrs. Bezdin with the Malchus. And the Gemara, in our previous shir, explained that the basis for Rabbi Shmuel's opinion was because he learns it from a pasuk, Im lo sish malasis es kol, that Rabbi Shmuel said that that pasuk is teaching us that whenever somebody is over in a lav, even if that lav carries a punishment of Mrs. Bezdin or Kares, it still carries with it the punishment of Malchus. Now we need to understand the basis for Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Asked when Rabbi Kiva Maitama, what is the basis for Rabbi Kiva's opinion? Answers the Gemara Kedei Rishosai. V'shem Risha Achas Atem Mechayvai, V'shem Riyat Mechayim Shtem Rishoyos. The famous concept that we've learned so many times, Kim Leibet Rabbanei. We don't give two punishments. So asked the Gemara, how does Rabbi Shmuel address the issue of Kim Leibet Rabbanei? Responds Rabbi Shmuel, Hani Mili Misa Mamen or Malchus Mamen. Where it's a question of Misa Mamen or Malchus Mamen, that's where we apply Kim Leibet Rabbanei. Ava Misa Umalkus, Rabbi Shmuel views as a Misa Rechtihi, and therefore is not subject to the rule of Kim Leibet Rabbanei. Ask the Gemara if Rabbi Kiva accepts the principle of Kim Leibet Rabbanei, so why is he only saying it by Mises Bezdin or Malkus, that's why we give Mises Bezdin and not Malkus, because of Kim Leibet Rabbanei? Why don't we say the same regarding Chorus? Rabbi Kiva hachi chai v'krisis nami. Why don't we say by chai v'krisis apply the concept of Kim Leibet Rabbanei and therefore he shouldn't get Malchus? My Amrit, what do you want to say? Shem Amrit, we learned in the previous year that the reason why this chorus and Malchus is because there's always the possibility, as we explained, that the person did tshuva and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if he did tshuva. The Beis Din Shel Ma'ala knows if he does tshuva. And the Beis Din Ma'ala, knowing that he does tshuva, therefore absolves him from Koris. Hashtamis Lo Avdi. Right now they haven't done the tshuva. And since they haven't done the tshuva, they should be chayiv Koris and not Malchus. Kim Leibet Rabbanei. Answers the Gemara. Amar Bavua. Responds the Ravua. Beferish Rips the Torah. Chayiv Krisis L'Malchus. Says Ravua, there's a Gzeirah Shava that teaches us that there's a Chiv Malchus and a Chiv Koris. Because the Torah uses the words Le'enei regarding Krisis. The Torah says the words V'nichrasu Le'enei B'nei Amam. The Torah uses the words Le'enecha regarding Malchus. V'nikla Achicha Le'enecha. And what this Gzeirah Shava teaches us is that Malchus and Koris travel together. Asked Ritva, we just mentioned briefly, and we spoke about it more in the previous year, that the Gemara explained that the reason Rabbi Kiva says that there's a Chiv Koris and a Chiv Malchus traveling together is, as we just explained, because sometimes you won't end up getting the Koris if you did Tshuva. But now it turns out It has nothing to do with that svara. It has to do with the gzeirah shava. So what is the reason? So Ritva says that actually these two points that the Gemara has made complement each other. The gzeirah shava teaches us that we should distinguish between Karis and Malkus versus Mises Bezdin and Malkus. And by Karis and Malkus you'll get both, or you could possibly get both, and not by Mises Bezdin. And the question comes up, why? If we say Kimlei with Rabbi Menei, we ought to always say Kimlei with Rabbi Menei. And if we don't hold Kimlei with Rabbi Menei, we should never say it. Why is the Gzeirah Shava teaching us differently? On that we have the Svara that the Gemara said yesterday, that by Kares there's always the concept, Shem Asa Tshuva, that if he did Tshuva, the Bezdin Shemala is Meichel him. And that's why we distinguish, the Torah distinguishes between Kares and Mises Bezdin. Ask the Gemara, if we're learning Gzeirah Shavas, Maskula Rav Abba Mamamo, Yochi Chayv Mises Bezdin, Nami Nigmarim, Me'enei Milei Necha, why don't we learn a Gzeirah Shava between Chayv Mises Bezdin, where the Torah uses the words, Im Me'enei Ho'edo, Nasa L'Shkaga, to the Pasik of V'Niklo Achicha Lo'i Necha, to teach us that Chayv Mises Bezdin and Malkus travel together. Answers the Gemara, Donin le'enei milei necha. Although the word le'enei, which says by the pasuk of Krisis, again the pasuk of Nechusu le'enei b'nei amam, and the pasuk, the word le'enecha, which is said by Malkus, v'niklo achich le'enecha, although they're not absolutely identical, they're quite identical. They only have a different suffix. This ends with the word letter chaf, and this doesn't. Whereas ve'ein donin me'enei milei necha, here the differences between the word by Malkus and Mises Bezdin are quite significant. Because this, not only are the suffixes different, but the prefixes are also different. This starts with a mem, and this starts with a lamed. Ask the Mefarshim, before we go further into this Gemara, one of the concepts, one of the rules we've learned many times, is Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shava Mirabboi, a person can't learn his own Gzeirah Shava. So Mefarshim asks, what's the Gemara's question that we should learn the Gzeirah Shava, this Gzeirah Shava, not that Gzeirah Shava? You can't make up your own Gzeirah Shavas. They had a Masorah on this Gzeirah Shava, not a Masorah on that Gzeirah Shava. Mefarshim answers, and this is a very important concept, because the Gemara very often asks, why don't we learn this Gzeirah Shava? And on the other hand, we know you can't make up your own Gzeirah Shava. That they had not very clear Masorah all the time. Sometimes the Messiah was that these two words, Eine, Eine, form a Gzeirah Shava. But they didn't have all the details. And therefore it's legitimate to, for the Gemara to ask, what is the scope or what does the Gzeirah Shava mean? They just knew there's a Gzeirah Shava, Eine, Eine, but they didn't know to where to apply it. So Gemara is saying that since it's not an exact match, because as I just explained, the prefixes and the suffixes are different, that's why we don't learn the Gzeirah Shava. Ask the Gemara, is that a reason not to learn a Gzeirah Shava? Or my nafkamina about Tanya Bei Shmuel, the pasuk says, Uvoa koin, b'shava koin, uvoa koin, zui shiva zui bia. This is a pasuk, these are psukim regarding a house that develops a nega. That we know ultimately such a house may need to be demolished, but the Torah, so to speak, goes slow. The Torah says that if somebody identifies, a koin identifies a nega in the house, the house has to be quarantined. If after a week the kohen comes back and the nega spread, you don't just demolish the house. What's done is cuts v'taycha. You have to take out the part that has the nega, put on a new layer of cement, a plaster, and come back a week later. And then the Torah speaks about coming back uvar kohen the second week. Here the Torah doesn't say explicitly what happens at the end of the second week. Yet, we learn a Gzeirah Shava, that if at the end of the second week the same thing happened, the neg is spread, we still don't yet demolish the house. We go through the same procedure. So we see that the Torah uses two very different words, v'shav uva, and yet we learn a legitimate Gzeirah Shava. And therefore the Gemara's question is, you're saying that the prefixes and suffixes aren't the same? Is that a reason not to learn a Gzeirah Shava? So I saw a beautiful vart from the Shlah. We speak all the time about Gzeirah Shava. And we know what is Gzeirah Shava. When two words are identical, it comes to connect the parashas. We just did subjects. So the question is, why is it called Gzeirah Shava? Shouldn't it be called Mila Shava? Shouldn't it be called Teva Shava? The word is what makes the Gzeira Shava. What's the word in Gzeira Shava? Says the Shlach Kaddish. Tremendous lesson. From here we're seeing it doesn't have to be an identical word. If it would be called Mila Shava or Teva Shava, it would indicate that it has to be identical words. It doesn't have to be identical words. It just has to be a Kabbalah that we have this Gzeira Shava, and as long as they're somewhat similar, it's enough to be a legitimate Gzeira Shava. Furthermore, says the Gemara, even if you'll argue that you can't learn Gzeira Shava from the word Mi Einei Tulei Necha, that they're too dissimilar, but why won't we learn it this way? Ligma Mi Einei Mila Einei, the Gam Mila Einei Mila Necha. The word Mi Einei and the word Li Einei, which is stated by Vayda Zara, by Mises Besdin, aren't that dissimilar. They're only dissimilar in the prefix, not in the suffix. And we have previously already established in today's shir that if they're only different in the suffix than in the prefix, then we can learn Gzeira Shava. And therefore, ask the Gemara, let's learn Gzeira Shava between Mises, Besdin, and Karis, and then take the Gzeira Shava that we learned between Karis and Malkus to teach us that just like by Karis, Malkus traveled together, Mises, Besdin, and Malkus should travel together. And therefore, we're back to where we started, that the halach ought to be that just like by Karis, there's also a Chiv Malkus, by Mrs. Besdin, there should be a Chiv Malkus Besdin. Void, asked the Gemara. Ligma me'enei me'enei, to connect Mrs. Besdin to Karis, the Gam me'enei me'enecha, that would be a legitimate Gzeira Shava, because they're only dissimilar in the suffix, there's only one dissimilarity. Says the Gemara, Kiva me'enei, Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak. Two ways Rashi explains this. One way Rashi explains it is that he accepted this to be a good question. Another way is that the Gemara is reporting that Rav Shmuel, Rav Yitzchak had a Kabbalah, had an answer to understand Rav Akiva's Pshat, a different way of understanding Rav Akiva. Kedei Rishasai, the Torah teaches us Kedei Rishasai, to teach us Mishum Risha Achas Atam Mechaivai, V'yat Mechaivai Mishtei Rishuyas. When do we apply the concept, which is the concept of Kimmel of the Rabbinate? When do we apply this concept? Berisha Hamasura LeBesdin Hamikos Medaber. It's only referring to Mises Besdin. Whereas Kares, which we know is not administered by Besdin, Shamata, it's administered by Shamayim, whatever Pshat will say in Kares, whether it means that the person dies young, whether it means that the person dies without children, whether it means that the person doesn't have Olam Haba, or any combination of these pshatim that I just said, since it represents something that's not Masur given to us to do, it's given by Shemayim, there we don't have the concept of Kimmel Rabbanei. Says the Gemara, Rava has a very different way of understanding the Machloikis of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Rava agrees that both Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva will agree that we don't say Kimmel, that we say Kimmel Rabbanei. And there's Kares, there's no Malkus. If there's Mrs. Besdin, there's no Malkus. Kimlei but Rabbanei, one of the fundamental concepts of Shas. Rather, says Rava, our Machloikus of Rav Shmuel Rav Akiva, and by extension, the case of our Mishnah, is referring to a different scenario altogether. It's referring to a situation, Asabei Lektala, if somebody did an Aveira for which there's a Chiv Mrs. Besdin, or the Aveira that there's a Chiv Kares, and the person was warned that these are the repercussions of your action. Kulei Alim Loi Pligi, everybody's in agreement. Dein Loi Kameis. We say Kimlei B'di Rabbanei. Ki Pligi, where the person did an Aveira, which really carries with it the Einish of Mrs. Besdin, or carries with it the Einish of Karis, and Asabei L'Malkus. But he was warned, instead of getting the warning that he's going to get that punishment, he was told he's going to get Malkus. Rabbi Shmuel's of the opinion, the lav shenitin lasaris mises besdin loikin alav. Rabbi Kiva sover lav shenitin lasaris mises besdin ain't loikin alav. Which means as follows: Rabbi Kiva, we know this is what Ritva explains the Gemara. There's a rule of ain oinshim el mekemas hirim. The Torah never gives us an obligation the Torah just doesn't say the punishment for Navera, the Torah gives us a warning. Now the machloikas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is what does that pasuk that gives the warning mean? According to Rabbi Kiva, if the Torah's warning is that if you do this Avera, you'll get Mises Besdin, that means it's specifically a warning for Mises Besdin. There is no warning in the Torah for Malkus. And therefore saying to this person who did this Aveira, you'll get Malkus, is a meaningless statement. There is no warning for such an Aveira in the Torah. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel says, Misa and Malkus are connected, and since the Torah has an Azhara for this Aveira, even though the Azhara is referring to an Einish of Misa, the Azhara could also be used for an Azhara of Malkus, and therefore if the person got Asra, got warning that if you'll do this Aveira, you'll get Malkus, it's considered that he, a legitimate warning, and he'll get that punishment. Ask the Gemara if that's the explanation of Rabbi Kiva's opinion. So why doesn't he say the same thing about Chayv Krisis? Yochi Chayv Krisis Nami. Why doesn't Rabbi Kiva say Lav Shenitin Lasaros Karasu, that since the Torah states that the punishment for this aveir is Karis and the punishment is not Malkus, so Rabbi Kiva, how could you get Malkus? Amalei Ramatchaler of Ashi. There is no concept of asra by chayv krisis. What's the proof? The Torah says that if somebody doesn't bring a korban pesach, if somebody doesn't make a milah for his son, or for himself, there's a chayv einish of koris. There is no pasuk in the Torah. There is no pasuk that gives us a hashara that if you're not going to bring the korban pesach, or you're not going to make the milah, you're going to be chayiv karis. Ask the Gemara, who says that the ashara that the pasuk the Torah uses is as ashara for Mises Bezdin, or maybe the ashara is for carbon? And what's the proof that it's ashara for carbon? The pesach milah that we just said the less who ashara loymaisi carbon. So the Gemara's questioning now is, how can we say that the ashara is for Mises Bezdin, maybe that Asara is only for carbon, which is brought if the person did the Aveir B'Shagik. Answers the Gemara, it can't be that the Asara comes to teach us the carbon. Because I'll prove to you, the Pesach Amila, the Lesba Asara, the Torah doesn't give Asara by Pesach Amila, and Loi Maisa carbon, and yet you don't bring carbon. So we see that, this whole part of the question, that the carbon is, to maybe that's ours for the carbon, not for the Mises Bezdin, not for the Malkus. Answered the Gemara, and the proof is, because Pesach and Mela don't have Ashara, and that's why perhaps you don't bring a carbon. So the Ashara has nothing to do with the Mises Bezdin. Answers the Gemara, Hasam Hainatam, Lav Hainatam, Hasam, by Pesach and Mela, the reason you don't bring a carbon has nothing to do with Ashara. The model when there's a chi of carbon, if somebody does an aver b'shagig, is if somebody worshipped avodah zarah b'shagig, where the Torah says that there's a chi of carbon. But what is the characteristic of the aver avodah k'chavim? Sheva taisa, where the Torah says don't worship avodah zarah. Whereas it's af kol sheva taisa. That's the only time you'll bring a carbon if you did an aver b'shagig, where the Torah told you don't do something and you did it. Lafuki hani to konvase. These are situations where you're doing something the Torah told you, where you violated not doing something the Torah told you. So in other words, the Gemara is saying back to where it started. The machlokes of Rishvar Mekiva is the ashara for Misa also going to be a valid ashara for Malkus? Rishma says yes. Mekiva says no. Whereas by Karis there's no need for ashara. The question that the ashara is for carbon. Carbon doesn't need ashara. Carbon doesn't need ashara. So the Taisus asks a Gvaldig Akasha, why was the Gemara's Havamina to compare Lavim to Mila? By Lav, if somebody does an Avera, he's Oivad Lav. Mila, when is somebody Oivad Avera Mila? If he lived through his whole life, and he didn't make a Bris Mila. There's no one moment that he did the Avera. So how can we use Mila as a model for all the Averas? So this Taisus says a very bechidish, and it's actually the opinion of other Rishonim, that it's not to be understood that let's say you have an individual that didn't make a milah. So he always has the opportunity to make a milah as long as he's alive. And therefore, unless he passes away from the world without having made a milah, he will have been done the Avera. Rather, every day that a person doesn't make a bris milah, he's considered having been Oved Avera. And therefore, Mila is a good model for all the Averis. Ravina Amar, and Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand what Ravina is going to say. Some Rishonim say The Ravina is coming back to our previous explanation of the Machlokes of Shmuel B'Kiva, and that Rabbi Vina's understanding that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you get Misa Malkus, you get Karas Malkus. According to Rabbi Kiva, you get Karas Malkus. That's how many Rishonim understand Ravina. The problem with that explanation is we've already moved away from that explanation. So it's difficult that the Gemara goes back to an explanation that we've moved, that Rava and the Gemara have moved away from. And that's why the Lechem Mishnah says that Ravina subscribes in explaining Ravina's explanation. Ravina subscribes to what Rava said, that we're talking about either Karis, we're talking about either Misa or Malkus, not both. But Ravina is coming to address the question that the Gemara has as the undercurrent question. The Rabbi Kiva treats Karis different than Mises Besdin, and Ravina is trying to understand why is Karis treated different than Mises Besdin by Rabbi Kiva. And that's what Ravina wants to address. Levelam Kremina Makara, Shemasa Chuva Besdin, Shemasa Chuva, that if somebody did an aveir for which there's a chiv karis, Besdin Shemal Marichlanahan, he could get off the hook from the karis. In questioning this logic, we said, my amrit, haloi asa tshuva. He didn't do tshuva. So why are we speaking about something that didn't happen? Says the Gemara, what this means is, lepsikla misa lekaris. As somebody does an aveir for which there's a Mises Besdin, he can't get off that hook. He has to get Mises Besdin. Whereas by karis, not necessarily that he did tshuva, but since he has the potential and the possibility of doing tshuva and not getting the karis, that's why karis is treated differently than Mises Besdin. We learned, however, the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, Chayv Krisa B'chlal Hayu, the Torah speaks about all the cases of illicit relationships. And the Torah says, Kikol HaShiyas Mikol HaTo'evus Ho'elu, if somebody does any of these averus, V'nechrasa Nefeshimi Amo, there'll be Chayv Karis. So the Torah is very clear that if somebody does an avera of a rayas, there's a chiv karis. But we find that the Torah singles out and says there's a chiv karis when somebody does the avera of having a relationship with a sister. And Rabbi Yitzchak asks an obvious question. Why does the Torah have to single out a chaysoi? She's the same as all other rayas. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, chayv ekris b'chla hayu, chayv ekris is treated like all our rayas are in the same category. Why did the Torah single out a chaysoi? V'ledoinai to teach us the karis v'lebe malkus. With the chi of karis, there's no chi of malkus. The same by chi of Mises Besdin. And that's why he says there's malkus and not karis, malkus and not Mises Besdin. Ask the Gemara Rabbonin. Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva who clearly disagree. And Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva who, as we have been learning, hold that there's a chi of karis, there's also a chi of malkus. Rabbonin, Rav Shmuel and Rav Akiva, Karis b'chayso lomeli. Why does the Torah single out Karis b'chayso l'chalik? To teach us that if somebody did all the averus of arayis, he's going to get separate Karis for each avera. Ukram Reichnan, as Rabbi Yochanan teaches us at the beginning of Masechta Krisis, Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Shem Osa Kulam Behelem Echad, if somebody did all of these averus in one lap of forgetting that it's Osir, Chayva kol achas v'achas, his chayv is separate. Chiyuv kar mechatis. Ask the Gemara, Rav Yitzchak, that used this pasuk of karis b'chayosoi to teach us that there's a separate chiyuv kar mechatis for every one of these averus. Where will he know this concept from? Rav Yitzchak l'chaleik menolei. Answers the Gemara, nafklei men isha benidis tumosa. To teach us the word isha, why does the Torah use the word isha? To teach us the chayiv called ish v'isha. There's a separate chayiv for every one. Ask the Gemara, Svarabonim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Nami Tepikle, Miha, why don't they learn this halacha from that pasuk? Answers the Gemara, indeed, Erechanami. That's where they will learn the rule of lechalik from. So ask the Gemara, so we're back to where we started. Elakaras b'chayis alamali. So why did, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, have to single out that there's a chiv kares if somebody has relations with a chaysoi, to teach us the chayvoi al a chaysoi vel a chays aviv vel a chays imoi. If somebody had relations with his sister and his father's sister and his mother's sister, three separate acts, he's chayv three separate karas. Ask the Gemara, pshita, why would I need a pasuk to teach us that? Hare gufim mechulakim, these are three different people. Hare shemus mechulakim, they're three different averis. So why would I have a mina that there shouldn't be these shouldn't be considered three separate averis with three separate punishments that I need a pasuk to teach it to us? So I'm back to where we started. What do Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva need? What do they say was the purpose of the Torah mentioning specifically that there's a chiyuv karis when somebody has relations with a chaysai? It's the same like any other situation. Says the Gemara, Ella, to teach us lechayvay, that somebody will be chayiv three karis if somebody had relations with a woman, she achois aviv, she achois imoy. Al achoisai, and a woman who's a sister, who also happens to be his father's sister, who also happens to be his mother's sister. Veich mishkachtla, how could you have such a horrible situation? Brishi barishia. Which means as follows. You had a person, a terrible story. You had a person who had relations with his mother. And they had two daughters. And then this man went and had relations with one of those daughters, who also happens to be his sister. And they had a son. Now this son had relations with his mother's sister. So let's think about it. It's his sister, because they share the same father. It's his mother's, it's a very complicated case. It's also his father's sister, because his father has the same mother as his children, and it's also his sister because it's just there. So we have all three averis. The Torah is teaching us that you'll get three if you did it shogeg, you'll be chayiv three karban chatas. But as the mefarshim, if we're saying that the pasuk is teaching us that you'll be chayiv three karban chatas for such a scenario. So he's not a Rasha, because you chayiv karban chatas only by shagig. A shagig is not a Rasha. So I saw two answers to this question. Some say that even if somebody does an aveira b'shagig, he's still a Rasha. That's why the Gemara calls him Rashiya by Rashiya. Another teretz that I saw is, we need to understand these psukim. The pasuk that we're working with, which says that if somebody has relations with a sister, he's chayiv karis. The entire Gemara has been using, almost the entire Gemara, has been using it to teach us a din regarding karban chatas. And the answer is, how do we learn, if the pasuk is speaking about karis, what am I using it to teach me halachas, what is the Gemara using it to teach us halachas regarding karban chatas? The answer is, there's a limit called emeina inyan. Emeina inyan l'davazeh, if I don't need it to teach us a halacha regarding karis, Tanei Yanacha teaches us regarding karban chatas. But since the basic pasuk is talking about a mezit, because the basic pasuk is talking about a karis, that's why he's called a rasha. The mefarshim also say, I'm not going to go into various scenarios, but the mefarshim do attempt to come up with other scenarios where you could have one woman carrying with her many different isurim, as the Gemara just gave such an example. Why is this example the example the Gemara chooses? So the Mefarshim explain, Baruch Lener says this, because this is a situation that all of the Isurim that this person is having, all are Achoisai, a sister type of Isurim. And still, they're not identical, and that's why they carry three separate Chiyuvei Karban. Ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, who used this pasuk to teach us that when there's a chiyuv karis, there is no chiyuv malchus. Where will he know the halacha that if somebody had this type of situation and he had relations, he'll be chayiv three karban chatas? For b'yitzchak hominale, answers the Gemara nafkalei mekavachoyim. He learns it from mekavachoyim. The Tanya Amr Bekiva. Bekiva said, "Shoalti es Rav Gamliel Rav Yeshua. I asked Rav Gamliel Rav Yeshua be'itlus shel imamim. I found them in the butcher shop of imamim." They went to buy animals for the wedding of Rav Gamliel's son. A number of points that the Mefarshim make here. Number one, the Tiferes Yisrael says, from here we see how engrossed they were in Torah learning. They were in the market buying animals, but they were still talking the entire time, Divrei Torah. Furthermore, the Paiskim used this Gemara to teach us that Rav Gamliel who was the Nasi, and still went to buy animals for his son's wedding, and it's not considered a degrading of his position that he's going to the butcher shop to buy animals. Someone explained that perhaps this story took place before Rav Gamliel became the Nasi, but that's not Pash Pshat in the Gemara. Pash Pshat in the Gemara is Rav Gamliel was Rav Gamliel. And from here we see that even a great Talmud Chacham, who's spending his days learning, is allowed to, not allowed to, should go participate in a Dvar Mitzvah. Not only to that, but then I saw the Mefarshim discuss, the Paiskim discuss, perhaps this Mitzvah of preparing for a wedding is considered a very great Mitzvah, and that's why Rav Gamliel was allowed to interrupt his learning and go publicly and buy meat. And in fact, there is a Shtikl Raya to that Pshat. Because even if we'll say that Rav Gamliel was involved in making a wedding, and therefore he was allowed to go buy meat, because it was his son, but what about Rav Kiva and Bishua? Why were they in the butcher shop? From here we see, some Mefarshim want to suggest, the Michsalosa says this in the Divrei Torah, that the mitzvah of getting married is such an important mitzvah, therefore Rav Gamliel and Rav Kiva and Bishua, even though it wasn't their son who was getting married, all interrupted the learning and all went out publicly to participate in buying the meat. But it could be for another mitzvah, which doesn't carry that level of importance. It would be different. Again, the way it seems from most of the Paiskim that I saw, that for a Dvar mitzvah, there is no point that you're a great individual. You're allowed to do, we know the Gemara says that for Shabbos, the Tanoim used to do different things and helping prepare for Shabbos. One more interesting point that I saw the Mefarshim make. Here, it seems that Gamliel was marrying off his son, and therefore he went and to the meat market to buy animals. So it seems that the Chassan's side, the Chassan's parents made the wedding. We know that the minig, the custom by many families, is that it's the Kala's family who makes the wedding. Our Gemara seems clearly to indicate that it ought to be the Chassan's family. So I saw a very nice word. The Gemara says, Kala Masameach, Kala Nena, Misudas Chassan. If somebody participates in the suda of a chassan, ve'eina mesamchay, and he doesn't properly make the chassan rejoice, over b'chamisha koilas. Very serious gemara. So here, who could be sure that he goes to a wedding and he adequately participates in the simcha of the chassana? But look into the lashon of the gemara. The gemara says, kol ha'nen mesudas chassan. The gemara is speaking about a case where the chassan made the wedding. So how do we save all the people that attend weddings and aren't adequately misameach? We don't make it a sudas chassan. We make it a sudas kala. You don't have to be worried about being over chamesh kalas. Says the Gemara. So they were met there, and they were asked. He was asked, Habal chaysoy, our case, somebody has relations with a woman. She a chays aviv, she a chays imoy mahu. What is the halacha? Will he be chayv only one carbon, a chayv a kol achas for achas, or is a separate chiyuve carbon? Amaloy, and Rabbi Gamliel responded, Zula shemanu. I don't have an answer to this specific question. Aval shemanu. What I did hear is haba chamish noshim nidus balamechot. If somebody had relations with five different women who all were nidus, shechayv a kol achas for achas. There is chayv a separate carbon chatas for each one. And therefore, says Rav Gamliel, I can make the following kavachaymer. Man nida. All five of these women carry the same isser. The isser nida. She shame echad. Chayiv kol achas v'achas. He's chayiv a separate carbon for each one of these women. Can. Here, where the women carry the three separate isurim. Achoysoy, achoys aviv, achoys imoy. Kach shloish shemus loy kalshke. Vidach. So we can learn it from a kavachaymer. So why do Rabbi Kiva and Mishmal need to learn it from a pasuk? Kavachaymer prichahi. It's not a good kavachaymer. Why? Because although these five women are carrying all the same isser, the isser nida, but the gufa mechalakim, the five different women. Here, it's all one woman. So now, we're back to Rabbi Yitzchak. The kavachaymer has been refuted. So how will Rabbi Yitzchak know? And therefore, how will Rabbi Yitzchak know that if somebody has relations with a woman who is a choysoi, a choysovi, a choysimoi, the three separate chiyuve carbon, nafkale, he learns it from the end of the pasuk, machoysa the seifa. The pasuk uses the words achoysoi, ervis achoysoi gila, that extra achoysoi teaches us this thing. Machoysa the seifa. So there's a few points to be made. One question is, if Rabbi Gamliel's Kavachoymer has been refuted, how do you say the Kavachoymer? Or what does the Kavachoymer apply to? So to that the Mefarshim say, they're going to say that the Kavachoymer is going to be speaking about the case about where somebody had relations of a Choyseh, a Choyseh, Aviv, a Choyseh, Imoy. Three different women. That even though the Gemara assumed that it was simple, it's not necessarily so simple, because they all are a choisi type of a virus, to tell us he gets separate chiyuvi carbon. But then there's another question. We're going to learn, we're going to spend quite a while explaining this concept, a concept of ein onshin min hadin, that we can't learn a chiyuv from a kal v'chomer. So the question is, how did the Gemara want to say that if somebody has relations with a woman who's a choisi, a choisi aviv, a choisi imoy, he's chayv three separate kabbonis? We want to learn a kal v'chomer. But ein onshin min hadin, you can't learn an einish from a kal v'chomer. The reason being, two reasons. One reason is because if you learn it with a kal v'chomer, then afterwards your kal v'chomer ends up being refuted, and you gave a person einish for no reason. Another explanation is sometimes, what does a kal v'chomer say? That if in a lesser situation you get this punishment, certainly in a more serious situation. But maybe that isn't enough of a punishment for the more serious situation. So ask the Rishonim, how could our Gemara suggest that we should learn the case of the Chiyuv, Haba Achos Aviv Achos Achos Aviv Achos Imai, from a Kavachimer, Einoin Shimon Adin? So Rishonim gives two answers. One answer is that that's regarding a punishment. Here we're speaking about Karbonis. Karbonis aren't a punishment, and therefore by Karbonis we can rely on Kavachimer. That's one explanation the Rishonim give. Another explanation the Rishonim gives as follows. To use a Kavachimer to create an Aveira, we can't. Here we're not creating an Aveira. Here we're not creating that there's a Chiv carbon if somebody has a relation with Shayugu, one of these women. We're just saying that the Chiv carbon continues in such a situation. That's not called a Kavachimer, that's called a Gili Milsa. And even though we don't normally learn a Kavachimer, a Gili Milsa we can, and this is a situation of a Gili Milsa. In fact, what is the question if we use, the Marsham says, what is the question if we use a kal v'chomer to teach a chiyuv carbon based on? Says the Marsham, it's based on the issue, is a chiyuv carbon, how serious is it to bring a carbon that you're not mechuyiv to? If you say that bringing a carbon that you're not mechuyiv to is not a serious aveira, so we can learn a kal v'chomer to be mechayiv a carbon. You maybe brought a carbon that you weren't obligated to, it's not so terrible. But if you say that bringing a carbon that you're not obligated to do is a serious aveira, that's why we can't use a kavachomer to teach us, just like you can't use a kavachomer to teach us a punishment, so too can't you use a kavachomer to teach us a chiyuv carbon. So now the question is, Rabbi Yitzchak has learned the halacha of Abba Choyso, Shei Choyso, Aviv Shechis Imoy, from the word Achoyso in the Sefer of the Pasuk. Rabbi Kiva Mishmo used it, learned it from the fact that the Torah mentioned separate chiyuv karis by a choysoi. So ask the Gemara, Kiver and Bishmol, a choysoi, the tzreifa lomeli, why will they use this word a choysoi to teach us? To teach us l'chayvoi al choysoi bas ove bas imoy. The Torah, when it teaches us that one may not have a relation with a sister, teaches us by a half-sister, a paternal sister, maternal sister. How will we know that the same din applies by a full sister? I learn it from this pasuk. Can't I learn a kal v'chomer that if you chayiv by a half sister, by a paternal sister, maternal sister, you're certainly chayiv by a full sister? No, because I just explained. Ein onshin min hadin. We can't teach us anything based on a kal v'chomer. V'idach, Rabbi Yitzchak, how will he know the din that you chayiv on a full sister? He doesn't have this pasuk available to teach us that din. Either, says the Gemara, he does he learns as follows. He certainly, the Gemara, that's what Rishonim explained, doesn't want to have to say that Rav Yitzchak doesn't comply to the concept of Ein Onesh Min HaDin. But he says as follows. Although by the Oynish, by the punishment for having relations with a sister, the Torah only speaks about half-sisters, paternal and maternal sisters, by the Ashara, the Torah speaks about full sisters also. Says Rav Yitzchak, if by the Ashara, the Torah says the same thing applies by full sister and half-sister, even though by the Oynish, the Torah speaks only about a half-sister, we could easily apply that the same thing applies by full sister. Vibay Seima, another way how we could explain Rav Yitzchak knows that Yechayiv by a full sister, Nafkoi Machoisa de Reisha. The pasuk says Kiika. The pasuk could have said Kiikach es bas aviv or bas imoy. The Torah added the word achoisai to teach us that not only you chayv for a half sister, you chayv even by a full sister. Vidach, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, who have already learned that din, what would they use that achoisai that said therefore? We learned in our previous in the Mishnah that the Torah says one is not allowed to make Shemen HaMishcha, use the same formula and recipe to make Shemen HaMishcha, nor may one anoint himself with the Shemen HaMishcha. The Torah is teaching us that there's two chayiv karbonis if you do it, if you do mefatim, you do soch. Vidach, what will Rabbi Yitzchak say? He'll say, Savel Kribalaza, Dabar Rabbalaza, Kamakam Shatamaita Shnei Lavim Karas Echad. Even the Torah didn't separate them for Karis. Still, we don't need a limud. They're automatically chalukin hein lekarbon. They're obvious. They have different chiyuve carbon. Vidach, vibay seima, or another teretz, savala krevelazer. He's going to learn like krevelazer. The nafkale meish eska ishkav is isha dava. The Torah says the words vish eska yisha isha dava. To teach us, why does the Torah single this out? To teach us that Yechai is two separate kabbalah, even though it has nothing to do with Nida, it may be in Yilin Nida, Tanei in Yilin Mefatah Masach. Didach, the other man that learns Achoisei to teach us this thing, Mefatah Masach, what does he do with the Pasuk of Isha, that's a Rishmar Bekiva, what do they do with the Pasuk of Isha Sheishkav Asisha Dava? Answers the Gemara, Human Bailech Chad Rabbi Yochanan. He needed to teach what Rabbi Yochanan taught us. Dom Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon ben Yichai. Menayin she'en isha tameya at she'yetzi mad v'derech avasa. That the only time an isha is considered tamei is if she had the dam come out from the makar. Shenema v'ish esh ishkav as isha dova v'gilas avasa. Melamit she'en isha tameya at she'yetzi mad v'derech avasa. It's not enough that she issued dam, but it has to come from the makar. Rav Yitzchak asked the Rishonim that says that this pasuk is coming to teach us that Yechayiv separate carbon from Mefatim Vesach, so he doesn't have this pasuk to teach us this halacha that the dam has to come out from Derech Avasa. Say the Rishonim will obviously be of the opinion that Yechayiv, that Aisha becomes a nida not only Derech Avasa. If dam comes out from the inside of a woman's blood, body, no matter how it's issued from the body, according to Yitzchak, she'll be a nida.